This is Good Shepherd Sunday this weekend, and a good shepherd is especially important in times of danger and in times of threat. Well, as you know, our own Archbishop Hebda has already seen quite a bit of unsettling times, especially with navigating the clergy abuse scandal and the ensuing bankruptcy. You know, Maria Waring recently asked him about these things specifically. Let's have a listen to the conversation she had with the Archbishop.
When we were in the middle of the bankruptcy, were there times that you felt like it was never going to end?
Well, interesting. And I was reflecting a little bit on these 5 years and my thoughts for how the first 5 years would have advanced. I mean, I certainly hoped that we were going to be out of bankruptcy much sooner than what we were. And, the Lord had his plan there. The courts had their plans. And I hope that we were able to, by our slow but deliberate work, build a stronger foundation for moving forward. It nonetheless took a lot longer than I had expected. And there were those times when you thought, when is this ever going to end?
Huh? Yeah. Well, I remember the staff meeting that you held the day that the settlement agreement
Yes.
had been realized. And I remember, I remember that you announced it and then you paused in emotion. You were overwhelmed with emotion in that moment. And I remember feeling myself like just, it really struck me how burdensome this had been for you.
Yeah.
And for many leaders in our church, you know, and at the same time, you know, as you and others worked through the bankruptcy process, you kept victim survivors at the forefront as well.
That was the aim. We're not always perfect at that, Maria, you know, but that certainly is the aim. And I think that's where the slower process ended up really assisting us, because I think we were able to come to a good resolution for those who had been hurt. And, I think that's, even though there was great frustration with the slowness of the resolution, and nonetheless, I think we eventually got to a good place, and where we've continued to grow. Where that, even though it's not the pressing issue in terms of legal issues, that it's still a major concern for us. And I'm proud of the work that our staff does and our pastors do in trying to bring healing into our church, and also their parish staffs as well.
Mm-hmm. You know. And how are you involved with that now?
So it's a little bit less so, because we have, certainly Tim O'Malley and his office do a wonderful job in terms of helping to create and preserve safe environment. And mm-hmm. and at this point, that's something that we're maintaining, and we're always grateful to get advice for how we can improve what we're doing. And just the whole audit process gives us that kind of opportunity. But I really trust Tim and his office for that. I've really been blessed when we've been able to hire Paula Kampfer, and in terms of her outreach to the survivor community, it's really phenomenal. And I've not that I would ever not want to be involved personally, but I'm really grateful that Paula's there to be that ongoing presence for many of our survivors who want to know that the church is still interested. Mm-hmm. And she brings a unique perspective to that, and a great set of gifts. And we have a lot of work to do in that area as well. Initially, I think we had some higher hopes of doing some more things that would promote healing. And I think some advice that we got to move slowly from our survivors community helped with us to readjust our priorities there. And then COVID has changed that somewhat as well. But sure. The online programs that are offered to survivors and to those who are interested in how it is that we might create safer environments, all of those online programs have been extremely well received. And, you know, people ask me for where there have been blessings in COVID. And that's one of the things that I point to, because in one of the things that we've learned is that in some ways a virtual participation is easier for someone who's experienced some trauma. There's a higher level of anonymity. There's a little bit more control in terms of what level of participation And so that's been a real blessing. And I'm grateful for the work that's being done there.
All right. So wonderful things to keep praying for Archbishop Hebdefor, especially in this time. Let's continue to pray for him that the Lord would continue to send faithful, courageous laborers into the harvest that's really all around us.